DJ David Momo.
Skix, hey Dave.
So Patrick, was that your first club meeting at Greer?
Second meeting.
Okay. Was your you didn't make it to Ariel's presentation, did you? Was it? You must have gone to one before that.
Roger, that is correct.
Well, Ariel had a really good one on the vector network analyzers. What was the program when you went?
Talking about the field day and the numbers that they had done and all that.
Okay. All right. They're usually more technical than this one. I knew they did contesting, but I didn't know they did contesting that much, so I learned a little bit at tonight's meeting.
Learn a little something all the time, so with my little bit of knowledge I have in this, I learn a lot.
At home a whole lot later than normal?
Be home, it's a little after 8. I'll probably get home close to 10 o'clock tonight.
Too late, but it is worth going to. They have some good meetings over there.
Bad, usually go to bed about 11 anyway, so getting in at 10 is not too awful bad.
The morning comes early, then. Do you get on with the 5 o'clock crew?
Yes, I do.
2 a.m., KN4 VWA.
And Mike, and Ken, and Ed, and who else, Patrick?
Tim, and Andrew, and sometimes Daniel, and I can't remember the other guy's name. Just started there the other day. He runs a garbage truck around.
I am now a retread, and you won't hear me at no 5 a.m.
My cup of coffee listening to him at 5 a.m. I'm not awake enough to join in.
And Dave?
When I have something to contribute, but it takes me a little while to wake up. I'm on the computer reading emails and sipping coffee and slowly waking up, and then got you guys turned on just loud enough that I can hear and understand what you're saying, but not loud enough to wake up my wife in the other room.
There's a couple other guys that jump in there and surprise us from time to time. In 4XL, I believe his name was Mark. He was on there one day telling me about antenna takeoff and all that. So he was on there.
That is just too early in the morning. Hey, Dave, let me make a little prediction for you.
W4DJW, go ahead.
And possibly Friday, you're still going to be getting emails.
Yeah, that's true. Those emails that I get at home don't have anything to do with work. I'm not reading work emails that early.
No, but what I'm saying is I bet you still get contact from them.
Wednesday evening, I'll be boxing up the laptop and shipping it back to California.
Well, I just got a feeling they'll still be trying to get in touch with you somehow. Hey, you remember such and such? What'd you do on that?
It used to work like that. That's the way it worked when I left Michelin, and that's the way it worked a little bit when I left B of A, but that's not the way it works here. Once you pack up that laptop there, that's the end of contact. They want to be privy to everything that goes on. So once the laptop's gone, communication goes with it.
Good. At least you'll have a little peace and quiet for a little while. For at least about, probably 3 or 4 days.
I'm looking forward to. And Patrick, your time will come.
You know, I'm learning a lot. It's just where last year where I started out, I couldn't get face-to-face with anybody or talk to anybody about it. It's been a little playing catch-up.
It's kind of difficult because, let me make sure I get it. Not over yet. Round two. Is going to keep it from being as simple as we were all hoping it would be.
Hey, you know we're supposed to be the third worst state in the union right now?
People that are on their deathbed right now. And then during round one, I only knew two. Now I No more than that with this round. So, yeah, I believe that.
Yeah, I lost two customers I found out today.
Your shop's just closed up, or will somebody take them over?
He's working with him, so he's going to take over, and the other one I'm not sure yet.
That is worse than the other one, except for the people that got vaccinated. It's not as bad for them, but for the people that didn't, it's pretty tough.
This thing about the vaccination, I've still got questions. Even though I've got my appointment, I've still got some solid questions about that. You know, hey, Dave, why are government employees being exempted when everybody else is being required? Why is the post office and all government employees exempt?
I'm in. We want to take complex problems and assign simple solutions to them. That's where our brains are wired. That's not how it works. Somebody else in there, go ahead.
That's 4YM, but DOD is not being exempted, and their contractors are not being exempted. I guess the post office has a better union, or they're waiting for lawsuits.
But the federal employees are being exempted, such as all the management houses like housing and urban renewal and Department of Treasury and all those, they're all being exempted.
Not like there's one overarching department that's pulling all the strings on everything, right? There's a lot of different strings to be pulled, and not everybody, there's not one brain pulling all the strings. There's thousands of brains pulling strings. But our brains want to make it look like there's one brain pulling strings, and that's not the way it works.
If you don't have your vaccination the way he's talking right now, you ain't going to be flying anywhere. And that's not right for federal people to be exempted when you're required.
We could easily take a left and go to Mexico at Albuquerque if we're not careful with this conversation, but the thing you have to remember is, yes, you have freedoms, and so do I. And yours ends where my nose begins, and you really got to think through what that means, all right? You really got to think it through. You can't just think about it superficially on the surface and say, I should be able to do whatever I want to do. You can't. That's not how it works in a society that have limits on freedom. Your freedom ends where my nose begins, and mine ends where your nose begins.
I just think all the IRS should get their shots, too. Spread the joy.
It's difficult to wrap your brain around, but it takes something that you really got to think deep on. Anyway, I don't want to go any deeper than that, because it could really go bad. W4DJW.
Let's get back on the radio topic.
Hey, Patrick, what you need is a beverage to go on that 991 and a good solid Mosley to go on that 991A and about a 100-foot tower.
I'm mad. I probably need that to get over the mountain.
Well, just remember that subject that we talked about before. Conversations are as long as you want them to be or as short as you want them to be.
Yeah, I'm trying to figure out the short and the long thing. I'm running that through, and I'm not picking up if it's not clicking.
He made the comment to me earlier as I was taking him back over to his vehicle to go back home that he didn't know about the DX thing because he didn't want to just get on the radio, make a contact, get a call sign, and then move on to the next one. He'd like to make a little more of a personal contact with a little bit of conversation before he moves on. And I don't blame him for that. I'm kind of the same way. Isn't that about the size of it there, Patrick?
That's correct. I just grabbing a call sign and moving on, I don't know that that's something that I'm interested in.
That's the beauty of amateur radio. It's got something for everyone. So those guys, like the club president there was saying, DXCC, there's some people that really eat that stuff up. And one of their goals, you know, is to make the quantity of connections with other people that they need to make and the band that they need to make them on, right, at the time that they need to make them. And the only way to do that is to be brief, because you got a lot of work to do. You can't. But if that's not your cup of tea, that's fine, right? I don't like that myself. I took one good hobby and turned it into a job by doing that, by getting into the contesting portion of it really big. That was flying airplanes. And I don't want to do that again, right? So that's great. I enjoy more building, building radios, SDR radios, software-defined radios, and that kind of stuff. So it's just all depends on what you like. You don't have to do that.
Personal contacts, like I was telling you, I got a guy out in Wyoming that I talk to on a semi-regular basis, and he and I get on there and we'll jawbone for about 5 or 10 minutes at a time, and just have a good old evening of it.
Well, and then I got into the hobby for the technical aspect of it, so that I could keep my mind challenged, because now that I'm not working on cars, I feel like I'm just, I don't know, I'm, like he was saying, coming home and watching TV and just being numb to the world.
KN4BWA. Well, I'll tell you what, bud, that guy Dave that was up at the front this evening, like he said, he's been a ham since he was 17, and he's still all up in it. And there's still stuff that he can learn. So, you know, hey, the challenge is there. It just, you just take it as far as you want to take it.
That is true. And it will keep your brain active. And there's, you don't have to stay focused on the same thing forever either. You can round robin. You can go round and round and round on different things. You get bored with one, move on to the next. Anyway, I'm at home, so I'm going to duck out. But good talking to you. Good to meet you in person, Patrick, finally for the first time. And, Steve, I'll talk to you after I finish up with the dentist tomorrow, W4DJW. Clear.
Dave, I hope that all goes well for you tomorrow. And just like in the movie MASH, I hope your dentist's nickname is Painless. I hope it goes well, and I'm sure it will. So have a good evening, and I will talk to you soon. W4DJW, KN4BWA. And Patrick, I'm pulling into my little hacienda also. So I'm going to go ahead and sign with you too, bud. You be careful going up the mountain, and just don't run over anybody in your sleep now. All right, be careful. KN4BWA, I'll be clear after your final, Patrick.
He's Dave, 73 Steve. Thanks for all the information today. Dave, it was nice meeting you face-to-face, like you said, putting a face with the call sign and the voice now, and look forward to many more meets like that. And you gentlemen have a good evening, and I'll be clear and mobile, KO4HKX. Calling W4DJW. You still got radio on? HKX, I'll be clear.